Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sending in all your meniscus stories. Jim's a ref, has a torn meniscus and ACL. He's kind of double duty here, but he says he's had it since November. Ref basketball games all winter. Can't cut left or right, but straight line is just fine. Getting taken care of in the spring, so we'll be good about 6 months. And I asked him, is it hard to start and stop? He said, it's easy to stop. And that's what I was going to ask, too, if you're rounded. Do you just talk to your crew that you're working with and be like, hey, boys, I'm just going to run wide circles around the court, so it's going to look like we're chasing each other because I don't want to stop. I don't want to turn, so just keep out of the way.
When I go and baseline, just follow my actions, go to the other way. Yep.
And I'm not making fun of Jim. I couldn't do that. I don't have those. Something breaks, I'm going to get her fixed. But I'm guessing he's probably braced up. Just making nice wide turns. Zach says 2 out of 3 this year was with Bollock throwing it in. If you watch the replay, Mintz is initially wide open. Instead of throwing it in right away, he waited until he moved up the court. I thought that too, and I was trying to find something that was blocking his path. And it wasn't. So, yeah, the trigger man has to be, you got to have a set of stones if you're the guy throwing that in. You got to want that rock and, you know, hate to blame somebody, but I think that gets an execution thing. I think the play was fine. It just is what it is. Corey says, verse, bro, that's no joke, 100% serious. Let's just say two things were extremely swollen. That's how my parents found out. I still have a small scar. See, and I thought he was joking when we said right appendix, like we had a right and a left appendix. So I went the other way with that. But it is on the right side. And then thank you for catching up on your podcast. Listen to the Old Foreman Verse podcast. We have a good time. I'm this thing here, Michigan State, Ohio State, is getting a little chippy here, boys. Just had a little flagrant. Michigan State will capitalize, knocks down a couple free throws, hits a three. They're up 45-40 as that's going down the line. Another Creighton fan here in the inbox that says, could you please stop picking Creighton and things? You have a terrible history of picking them. They lose that game. I'm very sorry. I'm just mushing Creighton all over. He's got him listed out. His name's Jeff. He's like, you said this, they did this.
He's got him listed too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
There's six. I'm over six. Sorry about that. There's a winner in there somewhere. Come on now. I hope. Don't forget, guys, at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Matt Schick. He takes some time out in between. Got to hear old Schick call again. Oh, yeah. The Mac tourney that Nick is calling. We are down to, so he's got two games, Buffalo at Central Michigan, Northern Illinois at Bowling Green. I'm guessing he's on the Fox call, so he'll have Northern Illinois Bowling Green at 8 o'clock tonight. Buffalo's got to chalk that, right? I mean, Buffalo ain't losing.
I don't think Buffalo's losing. But it is March.
It is. Georgie and I were also talking just kind of tongue-in-cheek. Not really tongue-in-cheek, kind of serious. But say I like scenarios. I like to try to, you know, how can this go the best? Let's say Nebraska beats Wisconsin, and then, you know, Ohio State pulls us out. They beat Ohio State. They're in the championship against Michigan, get rolled. 20-win season, sneak in, saves, you know, Miles' job, which is fine. That's the direction they want to go. That's the choice they want to make. Okay. Doesn't he have to honestly almost feel obligated to just hire Johnny Trueblood right away? Like, hey, you're a new assistant here with us. Just go from one side to the other.
Like, obligated.
Right? Hey, thanks, bud. Do you want to go coach for something? You want to coach here? You got a job for you, right? Just take off the jersey, put on the suit. You're on the bench. Keep him fired up, Johnny boy. And Johnny, we trust. Johnny, be good. Nebraska basketball fans, get some Johnny, be good shirts. Come on. Get it going.
I like it.
Switch it around, change it up so you don't get sued for copyright infringement. But yeah, I'll buy one. I'd buy one in a second. Two down, one to go. Matt Schick, when we return here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.